This is Dr. Minhas. I am going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Jarvis Florence, Florence Jarvis, Florence, last name Jarvis. Date of birth April 6, 1956. Date of appointment October 27, 2022. Requesting physician David Lau, DAVID LIU. Dear Dr. Lau, I have the pleasure of seeing Florence Jarvis today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she is 66-year-old, identified Caucasian woman, who came to my office with her sister in a wheelchair. Over the last 3 to 4 months, her health is deteriorating, not doing well at home. Now she is at nursing home. She fell down the stairs. She does not have any balance. She is getting physical therapy in the nursing home. She always has limited ability. She was a nurse aide and working for housekeeping before. She was living in the mother. Now mother is also in the nursing home. Mother is 94-year-old. Her memory is not good. She become confused easily. Past medical history, anxiety, depression, GERD, hypothyroidism, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, celiac disease, intellectual disability, past surgical history, herniorrhaphy, allergy, erythromycin, penicillin, sulfa, gluten. Medication, atorvastatin 20 milligram daily, haloperidol, levothyroxine, loratadine, nifedipine, venlafaxine, benztropine with Xylate 1 milligram 2 times daily, Miralax, omeprazole, Senna tablet, Tylenol, social history, does not smoke cigarette, does not drink alcohol, divorced, no kids, living in the nursing home, family history, mother alive with diabetes, hypertension, osteoporosis, father disease, cancer, one brother alive and healthy, two sisters, review of the system, I personally review the journal, skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that she is having tremor, rigidity, difficulty walking, memory issue, physical examination, blood pressure 90 over 60, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2 regular in rate and rhythm. Abdomen, heart, bowel sound present, neck supple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, sinuses, and edema. neurological examination patient is alert, awake, or at time 3 is speech, aphasia, no dysarthria. People are equally reacting to light and accommodation. Extraocular movement intact. There is no facial asymmetry. Tongue is in the midline. Shoulder shrug normal. Hearing is good on both sides. Finger to nose. No dysmetria. There is no pronator drip. Rigidity of the upper and lower extremities present. Tremor of the upper extremities present. Motor system examination is 10-5-4-5. Deep tender reflex is 2-4. Parental responses are flexor. Sensory system examination revealed presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Assessment and plan. 66-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number 1, Parkinson's disease, probably due to the side effect of the antipsychotic medication like haloperidol. Number 2, intellectual disability. Number 3, difficulty walking. Number 4, depression. Number 5, anxiety. Next paragraph. She has a feature of Parkinson's disease that can be due to the side effect of the antipsychotic medication. She is already on benztropin mesylate 5 mg 2 times daily. This can be also increased to 3 times daily. If that will not work, then carbidopa levodopa 10 over 100 1PO 3 times can be started. Try to reduce the uses of haloperidol. She is also on venlafaxine. You can continue that. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient. I would like to see her back in my office in 3 months.